We are back coming up on 8:20 here. Thursday talk around continues. And the second half of what is week in and week out? Just a great half hour. Start out with Wapton history, graduates into Chanka Zoo, and now we've got Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz from the Zoo Inn. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Isn't it great to see old photos and just kind of know that zoo history, too? And it is so strange to me because you two are just so much a part of the fabric of that zoo. It's strange to me. When you two come in, look at photos and look at old stories and go, that was before our time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, today's
year was 1991. Yeah. As Janet featured in this wonderful picture of Doug Herrick. And Doug had hired me as a part-time keeper.
Who knew?
In 1991.
Right. Who knew?
So that's why I said I have 30 years at the zoo. So that was great. And today, speaking of the fabric of the zoo and carousel.
Yeah.
We honored, saddened, but honored to talk about our good friend, colleague, wonderful person, Lonnie Halverson.
And one of the hardest working people I think I've ever met.
Indeed, indeed. And we lost Lonnie on Tuesday. I think the whole community knows that. You know, some people just want to fly below the radar. They don't need the limelight. They don't want the limelight. But when you do everything you do, in his case, everything he did was for goodness of something. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people in town, even if they didn't know him personally, to not know that name.
Right. And, you know, and Lonnie's people would go, what about the guy who helped build the carousel? Is he still around? And Lonnie would go, no, yeah, he's around, but I haven't seen him for a while. You know, and he'd walk off.
Humble, humble, right. Humble. Yeah, I caught a lady asking him one day, is that the man who restored the carousel? He was on his golf cart. Is he still around? Does he still live around here? And Lonnie goes, yeah, he stops in now and then and drives off. And I heard this conversation, and I told her, I said, ma'am, that's him right there.
Right.
Spent, you know, so much time. You don't mean to take it for granted, but you always see the people you see every day. We spent the flood with him. I hate to keep bringing up the flood because that's not our only time together, but that was a time when I really got to know Lonnie because we spent so many hours down at the zoo, right. Staying there, sleeping there, and I'd paddle the boat over to the carousel and in the evenings, and we would visit, and I learned about his law enforcement days and all these wonderful things and his family and how he and Vonnie met, and I just good man, and there's going to be many stories this week, and hopefully people keep telling them forever, because that's how we keep wonderful people alive in our hearts and minds.
Well, I think with amazing people, you've always got stories, and I was telling a colleague yesterday about what you know, my impressions of Lonnie was he was a guy that could walk into a room, see something that needed doing, and wouldn't say anything, and the next day, it was done. It was done.
He did. He come in and there it is.
And the man could work circles around anybody and do it, like you say, very humbly and with just a grace. Mm-hmm. I think there was a grace to Lonnie that was beautiful.
I love that word for him. That is absolutely perfect, Bill.
You know, and we try to get Lonnie to slow down on the hot days or the really cold days. We say, Lonnie, you need to go home. And he was like, yeah, in a bit. I got a couple more projects.
A few things to do.
Yeah. Right. In a bit, I will be.
You know, a short time ago, I was at my mom's and I opened the silverware drawer and it's kind of getting time that, needs to be redone, getting old, needs to be re-glued. I said, I'll have Tom take a look at this. She goes, maybe you could just give it to Lonnie.
Thanks, Shirley.
That is true.
But you said that, and it's true, because I, unbeknownst to me, the zookeepers would go right to Lonnie. Eddie would go right to Lonnie and say, we need this training station. And all of a sudden, he shows up at the zoo with these training stations, like that afternoon.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, wow, when did you do this? Oh, they asked me about it this morning. And Brittany and Ariana in the gift shop. Oh, we need a shelf. And all of a sudden, there it is. It's there. And like you said, you might not even say, you might just go, oh, look at that. And you come in and it's brand new. And he did things for St. John's and just forever and ever and for everyone. And beautiful person.
Beautiful person, to say the least. I've got another Lonnie story, too. that is kind of near and dear to my heart, and it kind of speaks to who he was, is years ago, and you were part of this process too. I directed a children's show, first time I've ever directed anything, first and last time, and it was called Days on End, and I just remember showing up one night to rehearsal, and it's like, who built the set? Yes. Lonnie Halverson built the set. And I'm going, what? It was like, and it was beautiful. And, and again, he just saw something that needed doing, and there it was.
Yeah.
It just sort of appeared thanks to his style and his character.
You know, correct. And, you know, we didn't even mention it. We don't think we need to, but the carousel. And come on. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yesterday, of course, you know, a tough week. And then yesterday, the North Dakota Tourism Department hired a film crew to come and take pictures at the zoo and brought in some families and did, I mean, a big production. It took all day. And they said, we want to end with some shots. Oh, this is great for the zoo in Wahpeton, of course. And I'm so proud that they chose this and took pictures at the carousel. And the kids were getting on the carousel and they were going to take these pictures and they put up all the lights. And it's a big production. And Tom said, do you want to run the carousel? And I said, yes, I do. And that music started up, and it was tough.
It's Lonnie.
I mean, everywhere. It just, you know. But then Tom and I stood there and watched these kids go around and around and squealing. And that is Lonnie.
Right.
And that, you know, so saddened but yet very happy and blessed to be, have had him in our life.
Right.
And I think that can be said throughout our community and beyond.
Well, I've been having a lot of conversations lately, and what is coming up in a lot of conversations with people in the community, whether it's business owners or just listeners or community people, I'm calling them now the irreplaceables, the people that you just can't replace. And Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz come up quite often in that.
No, stop it.
No, I'm serious. And it's just like, you know, how do you replace some people? When I look at a guy like Lonnie Halverson, it's like you can't. I mean, you'll never be able to do that.
Oh, that's going to be almost impossible to do. It's going to take more than one person to do what Lonnie does. And we knew it all along that Lonnie was irreplaceable for us because whatever we needed, Lonnie was always there to pitch in and help. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to ask him. He showed up and was, well, what do you want me to do? You know, that was just Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was on the board for over 30 years, the board of directors, and then he still worked for us with, as we say, everything. And,
everything.
You know, until last week. And I think it goes back to we know we can replace positions, people in positions, but we never replace people.
No.
No. And as, you know, anyone, and then especially as wonderful, energetic. And he'd be down there. He'd burn the morning candle, and we burn the other end of the candle. You know, he'd be down there. One time he got locked in the Nature Center at 4 a.m. because that's when he went in to do some work, and he put his keys in the office, went back out to the Nature Center, closed the door behind him, and then the other doors were locked too. Now this is 4 a.m. He didn't want to wake us up, so he waited till 5:30 before he called.
Good man. Good man. What I remember is you two saying thank you to him on numerous occasions for whatever it was.
Yeah.
Just when I was in the room with you and you'd say thank you or you'd pay him a compliment and he'd smile at you politely and not say anything and just turn around and walk away.
No. Very
just turn
humble
around, walk,
man.
Very, very humble man.
Humble and he's funny. He had a sense of humor that I mean,
well, to get him to Bismarck to accept the governor's award for Volunteer of the Year for the state.
So glad you
know,
brought that up.
That was a chore in itself to get Lonnie to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was good. The joke is we had to lure him in the pickup with a cup of coffee and get him on the road, you know. And again, humble. I don't need this. I said, well, you know, it's good for Wahpeton. It's good for the zoo park in Wahpeton if you accept this.
That's almost bribery.
Oh, my God. I know, but goodness. Fun. He's so funny.
Yeah.
We were in parades. He wore the gorilla costume, and I wore that bear costume, and that was our thing on the golf cart. And, oh, gosh, we had fun.
Right. And definitely going to be missed. And, again, one of the irreplaceables.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So our hearts, wishes, thoughts, our prayers are with Vonnie and Kristen and Kurt and the family and friends,
right.
Friends, and just we're going to hear wonderful stories this week, so I'm looking forward to that, but hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, great soul and truly an amazing human being. All right. Anything else we want to cover this morning?
I think we should end with that.
I think we should
we
end
do
with
have
that.
A wild walk for the wild this weekend. No extra charge for that. Just come on in, pick a refuge you want to walk for, and get a ribbon when you're done with your zoo visit. So
awesome.
Yeah, but no, let's end with Lonnie Hall.
Let's end with great thoughts of Lonnie.
Yes.
All right. Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman, great to have you in this morning.
Thank you.
It's been one of my favorite segments here, this one in particular. It's 829 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Is it time for some new workwear with the cooler temperatures coming our way? Check out the selection of quality work clothing brands like Wrangler, Riggs, Key, and Red Wing. We have an extensive selection of work jeans.